What's up, FHN?
I'm Lainey.
I'm Braden.
And welcome to FHN's new sports talk podcast.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do we have with us today?
We have Sam Fitzsimmons and Max Fitzsimmons sitting right in front of me.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about they're twinning them.
Yep.
Yeah, they are twins, in fact.
Yep, identical. Are we?
No, I would.
I think you guys are identical.
We definitely are.
No, well, you definitely
are. I prefer a lot of people that, like, we look completely different. Oh. Do you think that?
Well, I think that because he's just my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, I don't see him as anything but my brother.
Like, I don't... He looks completely different, like, than
I think we don't look alike. In my eyes, we don't look alike.
Yeah, but I feel like you'll look at yourself, and then you're not going to, like, oh, yeah, he looks exactly like
me. To be honest,
like
I don't want to look like him, so...
Okay, really?
Oh,
whoa.
Dang. Okay, starting it off. Yeah. Okay.
This.
Shots fired.
Starting it off
30
hot.
Seconds in.
Wow, okay.
Okay, well, going to the focus. You both play on a varsity spring sport, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Sam, you're on volleyball. And then Max, tennis.
Yep.
Yeah, so you guys are both on varsity sports, two of the better varsity sports right now. Sam, what position do you play?
I play outside hitter.
And then Max, not really a position in tennis, but...
I'm ranked 6.
Okay, so it's still varsity.
Yep.
Do you tend to play singles or doubles, usually?
Well, for varsity, you get a singles and a doubles match at every meet, so yeah, we play both.
Yeah, I have been seeing that on the FHN boys tennis. I'll plug it for you. You guys have been sweeping every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, we're
doing good.
Regular season, we're 6-0. Like, we haven't varsity.
Have you guys even dropped a match yet? I've seen 9-0 almost every time.
We dropped our first match. We dropped our first match yesterday. Kai lost to our number one lost to Liberty's number one. It was a close fight, but you know.
So what? 8-1 yesterday.
Yeah, that's 8-1 yesterday.
Still,
but
still a route.
Still undefeated. So happy with that.
You wouldn't think Kai would lose a match. That's crazy.
Well, you know, Kai, he's just got, you know, he's the number one. He's playing every number one at every school, so he's playing the best tennis player at that school.
He's went to state whole 3 years here, hasn't he?
Oh, no, he hasn't gone to state. He's been he was close last year, but...
Didn't he go with Kyle, though? Like, he...
Well, the team got to go watch
he's
Kyle.
He's attended state every single time.
Yeah, he's attended,
And he's been the number two all 3 years.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, number one now, but...
Yeah.
Nothing below two. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What drew you guys to your respective sports?
So this was like the summer of my sophomore year. I lost a lot of weight, and I thought, is there really an excuse for me not to play sport, honestly? And I wanted to do something after school. I wanted to get out of the house and stuff like that. So I thought, you know what? Let's find a sport I can pick up really easy that I know that I played a little bit before, but now I'm like, okay, I can probably start grinding. So I chose volleyball. And I played a little bit in middle school. I played on some CYC leagues, and I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was an amazing sport, but I didn't start trying or really start appreciate the sport until probably like when I started playing club my sophomore year.
Yeah. And Max?
Max?
It was probably, I think it was like halfway through sophomore year. I had lost some weight through Iron Knights, which is – so, and I lost some weight. And so I was like, you know, I wonder if I'm like actually in shape to play a sport and – I was just kind of going over my options, and I was thinking about doing soccer, but I just was, you know, I wasn't good enough. I had played before, but I wasn't good enough, so I thought, might as well just start fresh with a new sport, so tennis just kind of popped up, and I had met Kai, who we had been good friends before. I knew he did tennis, and he kind of persuaded me to do it, and so I started playing, and then I grinded over the off season, and
Was playing a sport together, just like playing in general, like a conversation you've two had? Like, did one of you want to play volleyball or, like, both of you?
So I can actually remember, this is a while ago. This is probably when I first started playing volleyball. I started before him playing a sport. And there was a conversation about, you know, if he should also join, because I was doing pretty well, picking it up really fast. And he was like, you know what, like, should Max join or not? And I'm like, absolutely not. There is no way I'm gonna let this dude play my sport.
Max, that's heavy slander, dude.
Well, I don't know if
he wants a spotlight.
It's the truth.
It was more like it was just so much competitive. We'd be so competitive with each other. And yeah. I did think about doing volleyball, but
there's a difference between good and bad competitiveness, and it's like. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was another thing that we're also twins, and when you grow up and you're basically the same person all the time, and you get all the same gifts for birthdays. I mean, there's some stuff you want to have stuff different. You want to have different you want to make different friends. You want to make different and have different stuff. You know, so that was one thing that I really just didn't want. Get competitive with each other and just stuff like that. That made any sense.
Yeah, it did. Going back to your weight loss journey, because I know both of you previously said you started playing your sport after you lost some weight. Has that affected your relationship with your sport anyway? Because you said you started playing middle school.
Yeah, so I wasn't the most fit guy in middle school in CYC leagues. And honestly, I chose volleyball in middle school just because I wanted an easy sport to play. And I didn't, let's be honest, I didn't really want to exercise that much. And so when I started losing this weight really fast, sophomore year, okay, so yeah, volleyball is one of the sports where if you're really athletic or you can become really athletic, you will, like, succeed at a very, you'll get better really fast. You'll get really good really fast. And that was one of the things I saw. I'm like, okay, I'm losing weight more, I'm playing a lot more, and I'm getting better really fast. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's just keep going. And honestly, I always look back, you know, think about what it would have been if I played freshman year volleyball, if I was still, because I wasn't the same person freshman year, I was a lot bigger. And I thought, would I still be the same right now if I hadn't lost all that weight, if that hadn't been on my mind the whole time while trying to play volleyball? And I honestly think it turned out for the better that, honestly, I didn't play freshman year and that I played sophomore year, just because I now have that kind of drive in my mind. I used to be this, and now I'm this. So now I have to keep moving forward. I have to keep getting better because I can't ever go back. And that's kind of what's always stayed on my mind.
Yeah. Well, I think most of the weight I lost was during when I started playing tennis. And so I did gain a lot more appreciative for it because the more I played, the more kind of weight I lost. And that, to me, that made me feel better. Obviously, that you shouldn't be insecure about your weight at all. And so, but that to me, and the more I played, the more weight I lost, the more I fell in love with the sport just by itself. And now it's become more just, I love playing the sport, and it's nothing about the weight loss, which I think is a lot better. So.
Yeah, and then we talked about your guys' competitive nature, but also you guys are really busy as varsity athletes. Do you think your relationship has kind of evolved with both of you guys being so busy all the time? Max, you have matches almost every day. Sam, you have long practices, big matches almost every day. Do you think your relationship has evolved because of that?
As much as our relationship, so before the spring started, before our spring sports, We had an okay relationship. Like, we hung out a lot and stuff like that. But obviously, we try and come to each other's matches as much as we can, try and support each other. But no, honestly, it hasn't really changed that much because we still know we're there for them every single day when we come home. We're still there for them, and we still cheer each other on all the time. And it's not like we're not there. But, you know, he's always in the back of my mind, and I appreciate that.
As we look further into the season, what are your goals for, like, junior year? Are you trying to rank up to 5 or trying to get a certain amount of hits this year?
So, last year, I swung varsity last year, and district finals last year, we lost to Parkway South, and that was very devastating to the whole team. You know, we were a very good team last year, and to lose like that was just... that was terrible. And basically, we got in a lot of pressure from the players last year who want us to win districts this year. So that's been on our mind the whole season. Win back districts, you know. And honestly, I think we can go for a state run. I think we have the talent. I think we have the drive. I think we just, you know, need to get ourselves together and push forward.
Max?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously we're undefeated right now, and with our, you know, looking at our schedule, we're going to stay undefeated for quite a while. You know, there's some teams like Fort Zumwalt West and like How High that could be a problem for us, but overall I think we're going to have a very few losses. We're going to have a really great season. We'll do well at districts, and hope our, you know, our biggest hope is to get junior Kai and then freshman Jace to in doubles, and we're going to try and get them to state. And hopefully that'll be an experience. I think that'll be really cool to see them play together, and hopefully they can make that run.
Yeah, you guys both mentioned state in some of your goals. Tennis, you guys are sitting at 6-0 now?
We're sitting at 6-0, yeah.
And then after the loss last night, you guys sit at 10-5-2.
Yeah.
Still really solid.
It's not a bad.
What would it mean to you guys for the opportunity both of you could reach state this season and it'd be a really cool story?
I think, honestly, it would mean a lot more to us than maybe some others, just because it shows other people that no matter, like, how maybe inexcilled, my bad, I shouldn't use that word. I said no matter, where you've come from, how long you've trained, and, like, honestly, picking up the sport how we did, honestly, making that stay run would just be, you would just show others anything's possible, man. If you train and you work hard and you just show others that you can lead them, but you can also, like, follow them too, would just mean everything, honestly.
Yeah. Ending this conversation off with you guys, you both really appreciate your sports. You have fun doing them. Are you planning on pursuing your athletic career in college by chance, or is there anything you want to do outside of high school and club?
I mean, tennis is very competitive in college. You have to most tennis players in college that are playing, even in like D3 and NAIA, have been playing since they were like 5. You know, tennis is like one of the most played sports in the world. So to have the opportunity, you know, I've only been playing for a year and a half now. So to have the opportunity to play in college would be crazy, but I have no expectations right now.
So volleyball is kind of a new sport with high school. Like this year, it just became a major sport. And it's kind of the same thing with college. It hasn't been around for that long. So there aren't really a ton of colleges in Missouri. If I was going to play...
Are you looking for a college in Missouri?
If I was going to play, I would want to go in-state,
yeah.
If anything. I've gotten some small attention from some small colleges out of state. But... You know, as far as, like, me playing in college, Mizzou's club team, amazing club team. They're the number one club team in the country right now. They have an amazing club team, very competitive. So Mizzou's definitely something. It also just kind of checks on my boxes.
Yeah.
As a college, Mizzou is just a great college and stuff like that. So if if I was going to go to Mizzou, I'm definitely going to play club there. But as far as playing actual college, if I was going to play college, I would definitely try and go for a D2 because – small colleges, they're fine. They have competitive volleyball, but their campus size and they're just
the actual. It's just like a different.
It's very
like
different.
Experience.
So they don't have many degrees. They're very small campus. Sometimes it's in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
And that's a big risk to take if you just want to play volleyball. So honestly, I kind of want that college experience, and I also kind of just want to play some competitive volleyball. So if I was gonna play, I'd want to play at a higher level.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we have for you guys today.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
And if you guys want to hear more, check out FHN Today and at FHN Game Day. I'm Lainey.
I'm Braden.
Signing off.